Good evening, everyone. This is the time and place scheduled for a public hearing, a conditional use application. It's Tuesday, November 23rd at approximately 6:01 p.m. Mr. Crispin, would you please call the roll?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Fort?
Here.
Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor White?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right. I guess I'll... Are you going to run again? Do you want to run? Yeah, I just was going to say, though, the normal housekeeping, although it's posted within the meeting room, otherwise all persons attending the meeting, that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes, which is why we ask anyone approaching the podium to please just identify yourself, first name, last name, and address, so that keeps our meeting minutes accurate and then keeps the meeting orderly. So with that, I'll turn over this public hearing to our solicitor, Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What you have this evening is a public hearing for a conditional use application for a short-term rental. The application has been filed by Ms. Abigail Myers and Conrad
Kravitz.
And it was submitted to the township for purposes of a conditional use application for a short-term rental at the location of 731 East Chocolate Avenue, Hershey, Pennsylvania, which is more particularly described as Dauphin County Tax Map Parcel Number 24-027-001. The applicant has applied for this conditional use in a manner consistent with Section 225-501.20 of the Code of Ordinances of Derrick Township, and this is a public hearing. So with that, we'll open the public hearing. The public hearing is open. What I am going to do before I hand it over, I'm not sure, do you want to jump in before I hand it over to the applicant?
Yes.
Well, let me mark the exhibits,
okay. See
if there's anyone here on behalf of the applicant and any people requesting for status, which I suspect there's not since there's no one else here, and then I'll hand it over to you and then you can hand it over to the applicant.
Okay.
So with that, we'll mark as Township 1 is the application for application number 2021-04, dated October 4th, 2021. What we'll mark as Township 2 is the proof of publication of tonight's hearing being advertised in the Sun on November 4th and November 11th of 2021. What we'll mark as Township 3 is the notice of hearing mailing list executed by the zoning officer, Charles Emmerich. What we'll mark as Township 4 is the photograph indicating that the property was posted. What we'll mark as Township 5 is the November 3rd, 2021 correspondence from the Derry Township Planning Commission with its recommendation on the application. And what we'll mark as Township 6, I believe the township did receive a correspondence from the applicant indicating that they're authorizing someone else to testify in their place. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So we'll mark that as Township 6. And what is that correspondence dated?
November 22nd, 2021.
Okay. So with that, are there any objections to the exhibits? No. And why don't, can you identify yourself for the record?
Do you want me up here or here?
Wherever.
Cliff Myers, NYERS. I'm the father of the applicant.
Okay. And what I'll do, I'll just very briefly, for purposes of the record, is anyone here that would request party status other than the applicant and the township? Seeing none, there's no one in the audience, we can indicate that no one has requested party status in this application. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to the assistant zoning officer. If there's anything that you have prior to handing it over to the applicant.
I just wanted to give a little bit of background to the property. The property is identified as 731 East Chocolate Avenue. It is on the north side of East Chocolate Avenue. It falls in the base zoning district of the Palmdale Mixed Use Zoning District. and it also falls within the O10 overlay, which is the East Chocolate Avenue overlay. The cursor on the screen is currently on top of the property, and I also have the Google Earth view to show its location in proximity to Hamdingen and Suites, and an office building to the other side. And then that is all the background information the township has at this time.
So with that, I think we can hand over to the applicant. I believe you're standing here, Cliff Myers?
That's correct.
And you're the father of the applicant, Abigail Myers?
That's correct.
Okay. If you're going to be presenting testimony, I'd have you sworn in quickly.
Yeah, you can come forward to get on it. I'll make it easier for you to put the children's hearings.
Do you raise your right hand? Do you swear? That's the second time I've heard this. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do. Requesting approval for the application for the conditional use for short-term rental for the property 731 East Chocolate Avenue. As our application has stated, the property is located in a properly zoned area for a short-term rental. The property had previously been a single-family dwelling. The property is 700 feet from the western property, which is an office building, and 70 feet from the eastern property, which is the Hampton Inn. There is adequate parking for this three bedrooms in the property. There's adequate parking for that, as you can see on the, if you can see it on the long driveway going in and the two parking spaces in front of the garage there. We submitted with the application a schematic showing where the parking would be lined off. That has not been done yet, waiting for approval before we lined it off. The property will remain in residential appearance. All efforts will be made to make noise not an issue. There's no special events going to be allowed on the property. Access to emergency vehicles is directly off of Chocolate Avenue, and that access will be maintained. We'll be compliant with signage no larger than 1 square foot outside out of the yard. And all contracts for short-term rentals will be executed with only one renter signing the agreement. We're going to do all the other things of paying state, local, and hotel occupancy taxes, and we are registering the property with the township. The contact person will be provided to the local police and community development, and this contact person's name will be, and phone number will be posted on the property. I think that takes care of almost everything that's in the ordinance. We're not asking for any exemptions or exceptions. I think we fit within what is required. Finally, the property is owned by my daughter. She's born and raised here. Hershey is a physician at Northwest Med Center. Her husband's also a physician at the Med Center. They've lived here for the last 7 years, have three kids in school here, have no intentions of leaving the area. I've lived here, as many of you know, all my life. I'm the backup for this whole thing if things start going sideways with something needing to be fixed. I think this is a pretty ideal situation for a short-term rental.
Are there any questions of Mr. Myers from the
question? The garage. So when the renters come in, they'll just be renting the home property, correct?
That's
is the
right.
garage going to just stay for storage or?
We have no intention of using the garage as anything that would be a rental situation, okay, if that's what your concern is. We have a wonderful idea that we'd like that garage to become kind of a play area with foosball and ping pong and things for people to do in foul weather. And that is the reason why we don't want the parking to be in the garage or the garage to be kept vacant for that reason. That's not going to happen right away. There's too much money needing to be spent already on this property for that to occur anyway.
Did you see that's another home behind it?
No, that's
the
garage.
Okay, good. And the only access out is on Chocolate, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And
Did Abby and her husband live in it prior?
Oh, no, this was...
They've been renting it?
No, it was a residence that was fixed, was flipped, kind of flipped. And they bought it from the people that had it. The parents had lived in it, and folks fixed it up and on the market.
It's probably one of the most ideal short-term rentals I've ever seen, because there are no residents on either side.
We agree.
Bothered, so it's a nice location for that.
I just have a couple. Mr. Mize, you're familiar with the property?
Yes.
And it's your testimony that you can comply with the required 4 parking spaces on the existing pavement?
Yes.
And you're testifying that the applicant will comply with all the requirements of section 225-501.20 of the zoning ordinance?
That's correct.
The one thing I don't have in my file, and I'm not sure if the township may have, is the deed. If we do not have the deed, do you have any opposition to providing the township a copy of the deed for the property after tonight?
I don't.
That's all I have.
All right, if there's no other questions for Mr. Myers.
Did you review the November 3rd, 2021 correspondence from the Township's Planning Commission?
We attended the meeting and...
And you're familiar with all the conditions that the Planning Commission recommended for the use on the property?
I may not be, no.
Okay.
I didn't realize there was any...
It's the same conditions that are in the zoning ordinance.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And you're agreeable with all those conditions?
Yes.
Okay, that's all. Sorry.
All right, if there's no other questions, then we'll again, Mr. Myers, thank you. You can be seated, and we'll go on for public comment. Seeing as there is no one from the public present, Sue Chi is partners with the applicant, so I'm going to consider her on the public for this. But seeing as there's no member of the public present for comment, that will conclude this item. This hearing and entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make the motion for adjournment.
All right, motion made by Mr. Samuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Mr. Myers, you're getting